This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
That is just outrageous, the story that Aaron just had. Seattle Public Schools has just announced that Veterans Day, of course, is on Thursday, and they just announced that they're going to close all the Seattle Public Schools on Friday. The reason? Two staffers decided to take Friday off so they could have a four-day weekend. This is after our kids were out of school for a year. They're at least a year behind their peers around the country and around the world that were back in school. And now we've got a bunch of teachers who are so lazy and care so little about their jobs that they're taking Friday off, so many of them, that they can't even keep the schools open on Friday. So now parents have 3 days to arrange what to do with their kids on Friday. You probably already made arrangements for Veterans Day. Now you have 3 days to figure out what you're going to do with your kids if you have younger children on Friday. Because the teachers wanted a four-day weekend. Can you imagine? Nicole, if we're going to be working on Thursday, on Veterans Day. But, you know, think about it. There's a four-day weekend. If they're, you know, Memorial Day or Labor Day. And all the producers and hosts called into the radio station and said, yeah, we're taking Friday off. Can you imagine the radio station saying, oh, okay, we'll just shut down the station for a day. We'll just turn off the transmitter and all of you can have your four-day weekend. That's not the way life works. Except in this little fantasy land. Kids. Yeah, oh yeah, it's everything they do is for the children.
Well, I mean, what kind of example are they giving them? But
they're
the world
teaching
just
the
is
kids.
Gonna revolve around you.
It's what the message is all the time. That being lazy, just having everybody else pay for your stuff, give you a free Orca card. High schoolers, middle schoolers, free. We'll get you free community college. We'll get you free everything. If you take out a loan, you won't have to pay it back. It'll be free money. And it's just a continuation of this message that you don't have to work hard. You don't have to be responsible for your own life. You can just do what you feel like doing and forget about the consequences. So now all the Seattle schools have to close down on Friday. Because of this absolute dead, and these teachers, sorry, but you were just off at home for a year doing your Zoom lessons. That was really taxing, wasn't it? That was brutal. So you get a year off, basically, and you had to stick your face in front of the camera for a couple minutes at the beginning of an hour. Ooh, challenging. And then, and now you're back to work. But you can't work this Friday. It's amazing. It's truly amazing, the kind of attitude. And this is what us taxpayers have to pay for. We have to pay for this nonsense of people who just don't want to do their job, who don't have any pride in their work. And so they just take days off. Amazing. All right, continuing here with the Fastest 15. Okay, there's always a big debate. My wife and I have had this debate. Sean, Nicole, I'll ask both of you. Pizza, thin crust, normal, or deep dish? What's the best?
Pan fried. I am like old school Domino's pan fried pizza. So good.
Pan fried. Is that deep dish?
Yeah, it's kind of deep dish style, I guess. It's smaller than that, but then it's almost still doughy in the middle. I love it.
Okay. Sean, what's the best?
Yeah, the best. I'm okay with thin crust, but I prefer just, what was the other one besides thin and deep dish?
Normal.
Normal. Yeah, whatever normal is.
Yeah, normal.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I love them all. I love a good thin crust, but there is something about a good deep dish pizza. The problem is, I've tried making them here and... A few years ago, Seahawks had a playoff game in Chicago, and Dave Wyman and Sam Adkins, Paul Moore, and I, we went to this Chicago deep dish pizza place, and it was fantastic. It was so good. We went back a couple of nights later, had it again, and then when we came home, Wyman was going to have all of us over for the NCAA Final Four. And he called the pizza place in Chicago, and he had one of their deep dish pizzas flown out here. And, you know, we were so excited to recapture what we'd had in Chicago. Is the same pizza place. And he put it in the oven, and then we were eating it. And it was like, is this as good as it was in Chicago? Well, no, because we didn't have a pizza oven that could get up to 650 degrees or whatever they cook the deep dish at. You know, you're kind of limited with an oven in your kitchen. I have a pizza stone, and on the gas barbecue, I can get that up to about 600 degrees, which is good. It's really great. But anyway, I bring all of this up because there's a pizza place here in Seattle that makes a deep dish pizza. And they have decided that they want to use their restaurant to show everybody how virtuous they are when it comes to vaccinations. It's called Windy City Pie. And they have on their homepage, if you are voluntarily not vaccinated, please eat. And it said elsewhere, and then they crossed it out and they said nowhere. So if you're not vaccinated, you shouldn't eat anywhere. And then they went even further. They said, if you call and order a pizza to go, if you're just going to duck in, grab your pizza, and run back out to your car with a mask on, that won't be allowed. They said that you will have to show a proof of vaccination, even if you want to come in to pick up a to-go order while you have a mask on. Now, why would they say that? Well, Jason Rantz has the story up at MyNorthwest.com, and they just want attention. But Jason said, okay, you want attention? I'll give you attention. So he looked up some reviews of Windy City Pie, and somebody posted a picture and said, oh, this pie is life-changing. And the pepperoni on top is all burned, and the sides are burned. So then there became this big, long Twitter thread about how burned their pizzas are there, and that it went national. The official Twitter account of the state of New Jersey was commenting on the burned pizza at Windy City Pie here in Seattle. And I haven't eaten there. I don't know. I would have given them a try, but I'm not going to patronize the place, even though I'm vaccinated and I could go pick up a to-go order. I'm not going to go into a place like that. That just for the sake of, you know, proving to everybody how virtuous and progressive they are, you have to have a proof of vaccination to pick up a to-go order. So I have zero interest in giving them any business. But yeah, so Jason said, okay, you want attention? I'll give you attention. People on Twitter are making fun of your burned pies there. And lots of pictures to back it up. So, anyway, you want to get a deep dish pizza ready to show your proof of vax so you can go into the Cool Kids Pizza Parlor? Up next in the Fastest 15. So we told you about Joe Biden. So on Saturday, Joe Biden told Peter Doocy of Fox News that all of these reports about him giving $450,000 to every illegal immigrant in our country who got separated from their kids back in 2018, he said, that's just a garbage report. And Peter Deuce said, so there's no truth to it? He goes, no, there's no truth to that. And then the next day, Biden's handlers got to him and said, no, we're going to give money to illegal aliens who got separated from their family. And, but okay, well, I'll go say that now. And then he said, well, somebody asked him yesterday, they said, well, you said it was garbage. He said, I never said it was garbage. even though he did just the day before. He said, I was questioning the $450,000, and which is not what he was doing at all. But then Biden yesterday, he said, no, okay, I'm really going to defend this now. I'm going to tell everybody how angry I am that kids were taken away. Here was the original thing from the weekend.
This ought to be good.
I think so, too. About the way forward, Mr. President, as you were leaving for your overseas trip, there were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
Okay.
Garbage report. Then he was asked about it again on Sunday, and he said, no, it's true. We're going to give money to them. And so then yesterday, he again was asked, so you're going to give money to people who came into this country illegally and broke federal law up to $450,000? And he's done a complete 180 from the guy who on Saturday said that's a garbage report that's not true. Now, it's a true report. That is true.
Where do you stand? You said last week that this report about migrant families at the border getting payments was garbage.
No, I didn't say that. Let's get it straight. You said everybody coming across the border gets $450,000.
Okay, and let's get this straight. He absolutely said it was a garbage report. But now he's just lying about it, thinking apparently that nobody recorded it on Saturday. Or not remembering what he said, which is always a possibility.
The number was what you had a problem with.
The number I was referring to.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
Sure.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance.
Really? Because people who came across the border illegally, many times, they were offered a choice. We can send your entire family back home across the border, or we can, you know, by necessity, admit your child into the country, and you'll have to stay behind. And there are a lot of people who came into the country illegally, broke federal law, chose to leave their child in America while they were sent back home, and now Joe Biden is pointing and angry. They had their child ripped away. So hardworking, blue-collar people in this country, they don't have a possibility of getting $450,000 in the bank, especially with the runaway inflation under Joe Biden. But people who came into our country illegally, breaking federal law, and choosing to abandon their children, Joe Biden wants to give them $450,000 per person. It's one of the stupidest proposals in American presidential history. And I'll tell you something else. The whole world is catching on to what's happening at the top here in the United States of America. This is Sky TV in Australia. And this is about as scathing as it gets. But this is what this Aussie newscaster thinks about Joe Biden as president.
But first, let's check in on the most profoundly confused world leader we've ever seen, US President Joe Biden, who has had another week of gaffes, confused moments, and plummeting poll numbers. One reason for his lack of popularity is the inflation crisis. It's an issue that impacts every single American and deserves far greater coverage. But just don't ask the president to articulate what is happening and why.
One of the reasons why I decided to talk about the need to deal with the operation and the gouging that occurs in some of the pricing of beef and chicken and other things is that that's why I think that's why I indicated to you we're going to look at whether or not there's a violation of antitrust laws and what they're doing.
Does that make any sense at all? And, of course, the Aussie newscaster knows it does not.
Prices of chickens and violation of antitrust laws? Okay, Joe, please continue.
I think that anyone who would prefer, as bad as things are in terms of prices helping hurting families now, trade this Thanksgiving for last Thanksgiving.
And we all pretend that poor man is cognitively sound and up to the job.
That's Australian Sky TV with their scathing assessment of our president. And as we told you yesterday, Biden's approval's down to 38%, unprecedented low for just 10 months into a presidency. Kamala Harris even worse, at 28%. And wait until you find out what's really happening in this country. Democratic Congressman Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, he this morning admitted that the Democrats want to do everything they are planning on, that of course they're going to have to raise taxes on the middle class. Now, Joe Biden has specifically said there will be not one penny tax hike on people making under $400,000 a year. Connor Lamb, Democratic congressman, says, well, everybody knows that's nonsense, and of course there's going to have to be a middle-class tax hike.
Some of the focus on the billionaires and the ultra-wealthy that people are putting in the news right now, it's fine. It's valid. It's not enough to fund everything that we want to do. So it's a little bit of a convenient escape hatch for some Democrats, honestly, to say, oh, we can just, you know, raise taxes on billionaires. Well, the combined cost of everything that Democrats are proposing to do right now goes far beyond what billionaires are ever going to realistically pay. And so I think if we want to propose a lot of new spending and adventurous new government programs in our party, we have to have the confidence to ask, you know, the middle class and people like that to contribute to it. And I think that's what we're missing right now. And
there you go. You ready for that middle class? You ready for some massive tax hikes so that they can buy more electric vehicles and have more 85-car entourages for Joe Biden in Scotland? You ready for all of that? Ready to have your family, even though you've already taken about a 6% cut in your salary because of inflation? It's even more when you factor in food and gas prices, which are not part of the inflation equation. And now you're going to have a tax hike on top of that. Those are great choices, President. 38% and plummeting. And that is your Fastest 15 for today.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
Give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Okay, coming up next, Jay Inslee has manufactured a tremendous roads crisis in our state. Washington DOT very shorthanded because of the vaccine mandates and a lot of people saying they just don't want to work for state government anymore. What happens when the snow comes? Well, you're going to be sitting in a lot of traffic this winter. That's what's predicted. Our transportation specialist, Chris Sullivan, joins me live next here on the Dory Monson Show.
There's a long line of cars and they're trying to get through.
Yeah, we just heard in Aaron's newscast there could be 16 inches of snow in the passes. And the Washington State Department of Transportation, they say, don't expect us to clear the roads that quickly this winter. And that's because, first of all, they've lost an awful lot of jobs to attrition. 6% of their staff quit instead of getting vaccinated, the mandatory vaccination. And DOT, state DOT, says they just don't have enough staff for all the challenges coming up this winter.
What people may experience this year is longer closures. When we do have road closures, mountain pass closures, we just have fewer staff to accomplish the task. And so we may have fewer folks there to open the pass.
Our transportation specialist is Chris Sullivan. He joins us live here in the Dory Monson Show. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm great, Dory. This is great. We don't get to do a live one very often. I'm happy to be here.
Well, and I want to talk about more than just snowy passes, too.
Are you
driving over to Montana for every one of your son's football games?
Well, the ones that are in Montana,
well, the
certainly.
Home games, yeah.
Yeah. We drove to Spokane last weekend for the Eastern Washington game. But, yeah, heading back over for the last, the final regular season home game against Idaho this weekend.
How long a drive is that?
About 10 hours. Basically, for me, I go down 405 and take a left on I-90. And eventually we get there.
When you see a stadium, you stop.
Yeah. Well, no, if that were the case, I'd stop in Missoula, but I don't want to do that. But it's funny, until 2 weeks from now. But yeah, it's just, I've got 7 mountain passes between me and Tommy in Bozeman, and one of them was closed this morning on the Idaho-Montana border. So I'm looking forward to my first real drive with my new snow tires and my snow shovel and everything else that I need to get, and chains to get across the mountains.
And and I think this is wonderful. I think it's really cool, and I think it's because I know how much you loved the fact that he got to, you know, got to be on a college team and all that. But man, a 10-hour drive. I never went and saw my daughter in Pullman because it was about 5.5 hours. I admire the heck out of that. I don't know how you do that, though.
Well, I don't know. Well, right now, I took a nap today. I was like, whoa. About Tuesday, it hits me. And there have been some weekends where we've gone back-to-back weekends. They've had back-to-back home games twice this year. And we've done that 10-hour drive each way on back-to-back weekends. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a, you know, with COVID having taken away his entire 2020, including graduation and prom and all that stuff, we thought you never know when something could happen and this could go away. So we went all in on the opportunity to be able to see him do what he loves. And we've just had a blast. I mean, we can sleep when we're dead. We're just we're just having a great time. And it's been such a blessing to watch him play. And we're just super excited.
I think that is really, really cool. Makes me feel bad they didn't go to Pullman more often to see my daughter.
Well, I mean, I can understand not wanting to go to Pullman. But, cheap shot. Cheap
Pullman
shot.
Was awesome. It was great for her. But, 10 hours. I couldn't do it. Okay, so let's talk about these passes in Washington that you're going to have to cross. So Aaron just said there could be 16 inches later today. And so the DOT is saying that they simply have a labor shortage and don't expect them to clear these passes and roads as quickly as they have in the past. How bad's it going to be?
Well, I talked to the operations manager for maintenance yesterday at length, just kind of talking about it, and he kept saying, it's not going to be the same. It's just not going to be, it's a different year. It's going to be different. And I kept trying to ask him, okay, well, what does that mean? And it means that when we have storms piled up against each other or long storms, it could get to the point where they just might not get to some roads or to some places because of their lack of bodies and the definite lack of bench. Now, they said it's not, I mean, they don't expect this to happen all over the place. But, I mean, if we were to get a 3 or 4 day snow event in Seattle like we did in the early 2000s, maybe they only plow 2 lanes on I-5 instead of trying to get to all of them. Maybe they don't get to that surface street arterial state highway that they usually get to because they're prioritizing so extreme right now onto what they need to do or what they can do. And maybe it'll take a little longer to clear the pass when they have these storms pile up. Because here are the numbers. They go into each season, they like to have about 1,500 maintenance workers. Yeah. This year, they've got about 1,200. About 150 of them were already gone, retired, didn't have jobs filled heading into this fall season. And then the vaccine mandate, 157 of them lost their jobs because they chose not to be vaccinated. Another 12, I think, were retired, 9 of those instead of taking the vaccine. So they're down 300 people. I mean, they still have 1,200. That's a lot to do the job, but it's just, it's not just drivers or sanders. I mean, these are mechanics, the people who keep the nuts and bolts together on the back end. So they're just trying to warn the public that, listen, what you're used to in a normal response may be a little different this year because we don't have the bodies.
Or it could be a lot. I mean, you and I have talked before because I did this study many years before you even came to the station. But all it takes to go from gridlock on I-5 to 60 miles an hour is if you get 10% of the cars off the road. And, so when you tell me the 20% of WashDOT staffing is gone, I understand that can be really significant, that can make a huge difference. But here's my question. So 20% of the staff is gone, and we're not going to get the same level of service that we've gotten in the past. When do we start getting refunds?
Well,
we pay a fortune in taxes, and they have all these, 20% less payroll. They're not going to clear the roads. Why don't we get a refund on all the money we've sent them?
Well, the one reason would be because they're actively trying to recruit, and they're actively, they can't get people to do these jobs, right now. There is a global and certainly a U.S. shortage of people who want to do hardworking blue-collar type jobs, like mechanic, like oiler on a ferry boat. I mean, these jobs are in huge demand right now, right, across the industry. So they're trying to hire, but there was a pandemic hiring freeze, obviously, because the sales tax revenue was down so much, and whatever, we've gone over that story ad nauseum. But yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question. They're trying to provide you the best service that they can, and they are planning to trying to hire 300 bodies.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
I think they would like to, but I don't think they can, because there just aren't the people who do this kind of work. Then there's obviously a training ramp up that you'd have to do. I mean, if you're a CDL driver and you go to DOT and say, hey, I got my CDL, they're like, have you ever been in a plow? Like, nope. Well, that'll probably take a little work to find out where the front end of that thing is. And so there's training that would go along with this as well. But yeah, it's a good question. I don't have an answer for you, Dory, on that, is whether or not we would ever get anything back, because we're still giving the same amount, or in some cases more.
Well, I know we're not going to get anything back. I am going to start a business. I even have a jingle. I'm Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Well, you know what? You might have some competition from a friend in Linda Ronstadt for the Plow King, if you're
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mr. Plow Muerto.
Nobody knows what we're talking about, but I don't care.
No, you would be surprised how many of our listeners will hit you up on the text line talking about Simpsons references. Yeah, I sneak them in where I can, but I think Mr. Plow's pretty well established. I mean, the DOT named one of their plow trucks Mr. Plow on the east side. Let's just hope she's running, or he's running, all winter long.
Got it. All right, Chris, well, safe travels this weekend. Have fun.
Yeah, definitely, Dory. It's great to talk. Great to be on live with you again.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Our transportation specialist, Chris Sullivan, joining us. And I'd love to know your thoughts. Shouldn't we get a refund? Is that an unreasonable request on my part? Fewer staff, fewer salaries, worse service, but we're keeping all your money. That sounds like great customer service there. Text me, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come on the Dory Monson Show.
Oh, Mr. Plow, that's my name, that name again is Mr. Plow.
Man, oh man, I just stepped outside because this is about as hard a rain as we get here in the Seattle area. It is just pounding outside right now. It's kind of cool. I love extreme weather. I said earlier, as long as the power doesn't go out, I love thunderstorms. I love snowstorms. I love 95 degrees. I love big, heavy rain. As long as I should stop saying that, because I'm jinxing myself about the power going out. But this has been a crazy day. If you're just joining us, we started the show. Right before we went on the air, we got word from Emergency Management Services that there was a tornado warning over in Kitsap County. That was at noon today. That expired at 12:30. And then there was a marine warning between 12:30 and 12:45 as the system was moving from west to east across Kitsap County and then across the sound. And now it's hitting me in my Seattle studio right now. But it is coming down. But I love it. I think it's cool. Be careful out on the roads, though. Don't be a knucklehead. Seen too many stories about car accidents the last few days. And we talked earlier about Joe Biden's 38% approval rating, which is just unimaginably low. And he's doing everything wrong. You know, the southern border, Afghanistan was a disaster. The immigrant crisis, illegal immigrant crisis, is a disaster. The economy. We've got inflation at record levels in the numbers that were just announced today. That doesn't include gas and food prices. Joe Biden says he's thinking about closing another pipeline in the upper Midwest, even though closing the Keystone pipeline is one reason why gas prices are so high. And it's hurt the environment. It's been hellish for the environment, closing and shutting down the Keystone pipeline, because all that oil still needs to get from Canada down to the Gulf Coast to the refineries, but it's trucks and trains that are taking it now instead of a pipeline. And it takes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trucks every day to replace what one pipeline can do. So it's much worse for the environment. But Joe, he doesn't comprehend nuance very well. And then you have his vice president. And that's what worries everybody, is Kamala Harris is now the most unpopular politician ever in America. Dick Cheney used to have the lowest approval rating of a vice president at 30%. But Kamala Harris's approval rating is now at 28%. Could it be because she's so phony and every time anybody asks her anything resembling a tough question, she just starts maniacally laughing?
Okay. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
Let's talk about that.
You once
Come
again
on.
Gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
I'm trying to answer you
the
now.
The American people deserve a straight answer.
And is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No.
Be important if you said the truth. Joe Biden said twice in the debate last week.
You landed haymakers on Joe Biden. How do you go from being such a passionate opponent?
It was a debate.
Ron Gold has said that he is for the...
That's so funny to her. That sounds very weird. I think everybody recognizes there's something very, very strange about all of that. Newt Gingrich... He was talking about her earlier today.
Well, look, I mean, without being too unkind, she's an absurdity. You ask her a question, she giggles. She goes to make a tape in favor of children in space, they hire child actors. And frankly, if you watch the video, she's not convincing and neither are the child actors. She's in charge of the southern border, so she doesn't go do anything. I think people have the sense that somehow she was picked as a mistake.
I don't know. I think they needed somebody who would not outshine Biden. And that was tough to find, but they found it. Okay, we're going to check the news for you. And then, coming up next hour, we're going to talk more about the racism that is being pushed by our government officials here in our region. It's coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.